back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan. I'm the dad, and I'm joined as always by...
Me, Emmett, the lad.
Today, we're going to be discussing a topic that the lad is really pumped about. It is one of his favorite TV shows as of late. He's really been digging into it. We're going to be discussing... The Simpsons. Okay.
really I mean, loud. Singing that high is I know, pretty
really,
hard.
really loud, throat clear right in the mic. So all of these questions today are going to be revolving around the lad's favorite TV show, The Simpsons. If you've seen it at home, chances are you're probably going to know a lot of these. But we also kind of dug in and got some difficult ones as well. So if you're just joining us for the first time, or I believe the 106th time, I think, we're just going to talk a little bit about how the show works. The first round of five questions that you're going to receive are going to be easy questions, questions that most people in the car at home are going to be able to answer. We call this round
a trivia tots.
The second round of questions are going to get a little tougher. We call that round
the mind movers.
And finally, the toughest questions we can find at the end, we call
the brain busters.
The brain busters. So here we go with the easiest round, the trivia tots, Simpsons trivia question one. What color is the Simpsons' skin?
Yellow.
Yellow is correct.
Don't know why.
Well, it's actually kind of funny. I did a little bit of research and I found out that the creator, his name is Matt Groening. Matt Groening chose yellow so that way when people were flipping through the channels, the bright yellow color would catch their eye and they would stick around.
Oh.
Yeah, that's like the whole main reason why. And it, to tell you the truth, it kind of works because... When I was flipping, I remember being younger, flipping through the channels just to see what was on, I would notice the Simpsons right away. They would like stand out because of their skin color. Totally made sense.
I guess, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Question two. What is the name of the baby Simpson who always has a pacifier?
Maggie
is correct. So for the first couple of years, Maggie was voiced by the creator, Matt Groening. Did you know that?
I mean, it's just like, nom, nom.
Yeah, it's just like sucking sounds from the pacifier. Yeah. So Matt Groening, the creator of the show, made Maggie's voice. It's pretty cool. Question number three. What is Homer's favorite food?
Donuts.
Donuts. Correct. Do you know what his like favorite kind of donut to go to would be?
Lard or lad.
A what?
Like
Or are you talking like at the store?
The store, Lard or Lad.
Oh, no. I was thinking more type of donut.
Oh.
The type of donut that he usually gets seen with is a donut with pink frosting.
Oh.
And sprinkles.
But the company he gets them usually is Lard or Lad.
Yeah, I mean, that would make sense. Yeah, totally. And so Homer has a catchphrase, right?
Dough.
Dough. Did you know that his dough is actually written in the scripts as annoying grunt?
Oh.
Well, sorry, not annoying, annoyed. Annoyed grunt. That's where dow came from.
Oh, and like one of the episodes where it's like Mary Poppins comes to the Simpsons house.
Mm-hmm.
The episode title is Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
And that's why, because they write it as annoyed grunt in the script.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. Question four. What city do the Simpsons live in?
Springfield.
Springfield is correct. Now, you know that there are dozens of Springfields, like all over America.
Is the capital of Illinois?
Well, that is one. That is one Springfield, but there are Springfields all over the United States. And they did that on purpose. And so The Simpsons actually has like a long standing secret that they don't talk about what Springfield it is. It's just a Springfield. And that's kind of like a long running joke for them.
And then their rival town is Shelbyville.
Shelbyville, yeah. I wonder if there is another Shelbyville. I'm assuming there's a Shelbyville somewhere.
What town do we discuss? Shelbyville. Yay!
And finally, question five. What is the name of the Simpsons cat?
Snowball.
Snowball is correct. Now, there's been more than one, do you know? Do you know that?
No.
In fact, there have been five Snowballs over the course of the entire Simpsons series so far. There have been a total of, we're currently on Snowball 5.
Wow.
Yeah, but just through different things. There's been five different ones, but they just keep the name Snowball and they just keep adding numbers. And that's going to do it for the Trivia Tots round. Emmett is easily 5 for 5. Hopefully you at home or in the car are doing just as well. But now we're going to turn up the difficulty. So here we go. The mind move around. Question 6. What instrument does Lisa play?
Saxophone.
The saxophone. Do you know which one?
I mean, alto?
Not quite.
Tenor?
Nope.
Barry.
Lisa plays the Barry sax. Yeah, the baritone saxophone. So she plays that every episode in the opening opening theme song.
Oh.
They cut to the band room and she's playing a solo and the band director makes her leave.
Yeah.
But yep. Question 7. Homer works at the Springfield Nuclear Power Plant. What is his job title?
Safety inspector?
Safety inspector is correct. Yeah, very nice. That was a tougher question. They don't mention his title very often.
Like the first episode where like, I think they mention it in the episode where he gets his job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think they mention it a couple times throughout the thing or throughout the series. I think one of my favorite episodes though is when he gains a bunch of weight to try to work from home.
Yep.
and he sets up the little bird that just hits the Y key over and over and over.
And then makes like a nuclear core malfunction.
Yeah. It's pretty great. And he's the safety inspector.
Yeah. And then he wears the muumuu.
Yep, yep. Oh, it's a great episode. Question 8. What is the name of the fictional superhero in Springfield?
Radioactive Man.
Radioactive Man is correct. His catchphrase is up and at 'em. But did you see the one where Arnold kind of plays? I don't know if it's actually Arnold, but it's a guy that plays like an Arnold voice where he's supposed to say up and at 'em, but he keeps saying up and at them. No, it's up and at 'em. Yes, up and at them. It's pretty great.
It's like that one Arnold Schwarzenegger, like State Farm commercial where he keeps saying neighbor.
Neighbor.
It's neighbor. And then Danny DeVito comes in.
Yep. So you know, want to know another fun fact? Do you know that the radioactive man's sidekick?
No, but I know he's voiced by Milhouse.
Oh, is it same voice?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
no, like in the episode, Milhouse tries out for the sidekick and gets it.
Oh, okay. So I think I think that his sidekick is Fallout Boy. And it's funny because there's a band called Fallout Boy.
And there's also a mascot for a video game named Fallout Boy. Vault Boy.
But yeah, Vault Guy. Basically the same thing. Yeah. Yeah, similar. All right, question 9. What is the name of the violent cartoon featuring a cat and mouse that Bart and Lisa watch?
Itchy and Scratchy.
Itchy and Scratchy is correct. It's kind of a parody of Tom and Jerry.
But way more violent.
Yeah, like a lot more. Yeah. That is probably one of the only things in The Simpsons that, well, I mean, there's other things that are slightly inappropriate, but that's definitely one of the more inappropriate parts of The Simpsons. Question 10. Which character is known for the catchphrase, "Ha ha"?
Are we going full name or just...
I would love the full name.
Nelson Muntz.
Nelson Muntz is correct. Now, if you watch the series, you know that Nelson isn't just kind of like... He's kind of one of the bullies, right?
Yeah.
Like, or one of the rougher kids. But he's not always like... He has a soft side, right? He's a little bit sensitive. He likes Andy Williams, the singer. And that's going to do it for the Trivia Tots round. You're 10 for 10?
Yeah.
Oh, did I say Trivia Tots? I meant the mind move around. But he's 10 for 10, folks. That means we're going into the toughest round perfect so far. So let's see how we can do. This next round, though, is really, really difficult. I'm not going to lie. The toughest questions I could find for Simpsons trivia coming at you. Here we go, the Brain Busters. Question number 11. Milhouse Van Houten, Bart's best friend, is one of the very few people in the series to have what physical feature?
Blue hair.
Blue hair, though probably rare, is not what we're looking for.
Glasses.
It is incorrect, and it is not glasses either. This one is a little bit weird. When I say it, you're going to kick yourself. The answer we're looking for is eyebrows. Believe it or not, not many characters in The Simpsons have eyebrows.
Nelson has eyebrows.
Yeah, there's not a lot of them that do, but only a few. Now, blue hair, you're probably correct. He probably is one of the few with blue hair, too. So I'll give you like half credit. How's that sound?
Sure.
Question 12. What is Marge's maiden name or her name before she married Homer?
Am I supposed to know this?
Are you a fan of The Simpsons?
No one knows her. No one knows her maiden name.
I knew this.
What is it?
The answer is Bouvier. Bouvier. Marge Bouvier. Now, one of the reasons you know this is because they introduce her sisters,
Patty and Selma,
and they work at the DMV. And so, but yes, you kind of learn her name through her sisters as well.
Yeah.
So. Yep. The more you watch, you'll learn it. It's in there. Tough questions, right?
Yeah.
Question 13. This one's not as tough. What is the name of the Springfield baseball team?
The Springfield Isotopes.
The Springfield Isotopes is correct. Now, do you know that there is a AAA baseball team, or I don't know if it's AAA, but a minor league baseball team in Albuquerque that actually named their team the Isotopes. And that's totally after the Simpsons baseball team. That's so cool. I would love to get, we should get Albuquerque Isotopes, like hats or something. Oh, like
jerseys.
That. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Question 14. What is the address of the Simpsons house? What's the street name?
Evergreen Terrace.
All right, you are very, very close. It is not 3142, but Evergreen Terrace is correct. You got that. The house number for the Simpsons is 742 Evergreen Terrace.
Now I know that. I know that.
Was that, I think we, did we learn that in Fortnite?
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know. Or at least the Evergreen Terrace part.
Yeah, because like the entire neighborhood was in like a POI.
Yep, yep. And finally, question number 15. What does the J in Homer J. Simpson stand for?
Jacob.
Jacob makes total sense. And you're incorrect. I like to do this sometimes. The J stands for nothing. J. J-A-Y. You gonna have a talk with me after? Is that this is another one of those? Do you know that Bart also has a middle initial? And it's also J. Do you know what Bart's is?
G-A-E?
Nope. His is Bart Jojo Simpson. Jojo. Those were brain busters for sure. I got a little obscure on those, but
well, here's my question for you.
Oh boy, here we go.
What is Moe's last name?
What is Moe's last name? I don't remember.
Zizlek.
Oh yes, I knew that. I knew that. So did you enjoy the trivia?
I did.
Awesome. He's been clamoring for this. He's been asking to do Simpsons trivia, and we finally got to it. So I'm glad that he enjoyed it, and hopefully you listening enjoyed the trivia as well. If you enjoyed it, please give us a 5-star review on whatever app you are listening to us on. Those apps and, or not those apps, those reviews help us to find other trivia families just like you. Also, you can find us on social media at Dad Lad Trivia on Facebook and on Instagram. Any last words before we part for Simpsons trivia?
Eat my shorts.
Oh, kids in the car, don't listen to the lad. But yes, so if you enjoy The Simpsons, hopefully you like this one. So thanks again for tuning in. We really, really appreciate your time that you take each and every week with us. We wouldn't do it without your support. So thank you so much, and we will see you later.
Alligators. Don't have a cow, man.